USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. This as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Republican member of Congress says he will not cooperate with the January 6th Commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th Commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is known as Black Monday in the NFL. The 24 hours after the playoffs, when losing coaches and GMs get their pink slips. The Minnesota Vikings have parted ways with their general manager and head coach, the Miami Dolphins firing their coach after three seasons, and the Chicago Bears firing Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace after the team went 6-11. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio fired on Sunday as well. More firings also expected later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the Washington Post was forced to issue a second fact-check correction over prisoners receiving stimulus checks, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is accusing the media of trying to silence him for exposing the Democratic Party's radical agenda.
There wasn't much of a mystery on this when I proposed an amendment that would prohibit checks from going to criminals like the Boston Marathon bomber. The Democrats voted against my amendment. The Democrats said on the Senate floor that they wanted checks to go to prisoners. So murderers and rapists and pedophiles across America got your tax dollars last year. Yet the reason they keep fact-checking me, though, is not because I'm not telling the truth. It's because I am telling the truth. I'm exposing the crazy ideas of the Democratic Party, and their Praetorian Guard in the media doesn't want to let me speak out to those truths. This happened as well with my assertions in early 2020, at the very beginning of the pandemic, that it was at least a real possibility that the virus came out of that lab in Wuhan, not from some food market. And yet again, the Washington Post had to backpedal on those claims.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An uptick in excessive drinking during the pandemic is projected to cause nearly 3,000 additional cases of liver failure by 2023. A research team led by Massachusetts General Hospital also says a rise in alcohol consumption will result in 8,000 more deaths from alcohol-related liver disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.